CanoWem Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Last night, the Nome Common Council met for a regular meeting. Early on, utility manager John Handelin updated the council on how NJUS customers can register for their energy rebate from NSEDC today.
It's $500, and it will be credited over that four-month period up to the maximum of $125.
NSEDC will be signing people up for the subsidy from 9 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock tonight at City Council Chambers at City Hall. The council passed a long-debated ordinance last night updating Nome's fine schedule. It reestablishes penalties for infractions like failing to clear sidewalks or properly disposing of garbage. City Clerk Tom Moran says it also shifts the appeals process to the courts, freeing up time and resources for city operations.
So pretty much 90% of the work of handling those, whether they're appeals or people contesting the violations, is done by the state of Alaska.
The council also approved an ordinance banning all sales of the drugs known as spice, synthetic marijuana, and a long list of other names. Part of the difficulty responding to the growing issues associated with these drugs across Alaska and nationwide is that manufacturers often rename their products and make slight changes to the chemistry so as to avoid breaking the letter of the law. Nome's ordinance, modeled directly under similar legislation passed in Anchorage, targets the packaging instead of the product itself. Critics like the ACLU of Alaska say this approach is too vague and gives police too much discretionary power. They're challenging the legality of the measure, which could have implications for Nome later on. But as of last night, any package consistent with spice and its class of synthetic psychoactive chemicals is subject to a $500 fine per violation. Police Chief John Papasadora answered questions on crime statistics collected by his department, responding to a question about the dramatic increase in arrests for trespassing. Papasadora explained it reflects tactical changes in the department.
The numbers that you see on increase are because of policy changes and differences in the enforcement platform that we're using versus what was used before. Part of that is to try to discourage negative behaviors, i.e. criminal trespass, because what I found in the stuff that I've looked at, go to a call involving a person as being a problem, the policy before was to try to mitigate the problem by moving the person someplace else. And that person frequently just continues to be a problem, so you have call after call after call involving the same individual.
Many of the statistics, Papasadora said, don't show a rise in crime, but instead changes to how the police respond and pursue infractions. And in her city manager's report, Josie Banky thanked Kowarik for recent contributions it made to expand recycling options in Nome.
Kowarik had donated some lumber, and our building maintenance crew built a recycling shack that will be placed out at the landfill for aluminum cans, glass, and for cardboard. Our landfill operator has converted a 55-gallon drum crusher to a can crusher.
The new facilities are awaiting approval from the Department of Environmental Conservation. The Alaska State Senate has voted to reject pay raises for the governor and his commissioners. The decision was rooted in politics as well as policy. Senator Kevin Meyer, an Anchorage Republican, carried the bill. He said the salary recommendations from the State Officers Compensation Commission were appropriate, but
it's just that in these times of tight budgets and deficit spending, we cannot afford these recommendations at this time.
The state is facing a $2 billion shortfall, and the pay raises would have cost more than $200,000. The bill was approved unanimously and now needs a vote from the House. Governor Sean Parnell has already said he would refuse to take a pay raise, but that he thought his cabinet deserved a salary hike. The president of BP Alaska says the company plans to boost its capital spending in the state from just under $900 million last year to $1.2 billion this year. Janet Weiss says Alaska is more competitive under its new oil tax structure. She says the company plans to reinvest 90 cents of every dollar in Alaska over the next 5 years. And she added, production follows investment. Weiss says under the old tax structure, there were capital spending projects that BP started, which the company plans to now pursue on a more aggressive timeline in light of the new tax law. BP is announcing a seismic program beginning this summer on the northern edge of Prudhoe Bay. Weiss says preliminary data suggests recoverable resources of about 55 million barrels there. The news comes amid announcements by both Shell Oil and Statoil last week that they are scaling back on exploration in Alaska. Early Monday morning, Alan Moore won the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race for the second consecutive year. Moore's team is known for its petite stature, perky ears, and wagging tails, and they didn't disappoint. They jumped in harness and yelped after arriving at Tikini Hot Springs, 30 miles outside of Whitehorse. But Moore's win is bittersweet. What was expected to be a foot race to the finish turned into a solo run after Eureka musher Brent Sass sustained a minor head injury Sunday morning, roughly 80 miles from the finish line. The accident was clearly difficult for Moore as he crossed the finish line.
It would have been interesting, especially for the media, if Brent hadn't got injured, because we would have been neck and neck all the way here. We'd have probably both slid around that corner right there. So, anyway, he said next year.
This is Moore's fourth top 10 finish in as many years. He also had to catch his breath when asked about his lead dog, Keto.
In every one of our races, and she's always been in lead, in lead, and she's just the best dog a person could have. She's, the last 4 years, she's run back-to-back Quest and Iditarods in lead. I'm choked up. In lead, and I wish we had a lot more like her.
Keto led the team in single lead for much of the race. When she wasn't running alone, she was running next to a tricolored leader named Scruggs. Moore says he plans to be back for the race, and he expects Keto and Scruggs are likely to run the Quest again next year.
Well, I would hope so, until she tells us she don't want to do it anymore. And she hasn't said that yet. And she's just six or seven, one of the two.
The finish line was relocated 30 miles from downtown Whitehorse due to weak ice on the Yukon River and poor trail conditions. The change in the elimination of American Summit outside of Eagle shortened the total distance by roughly 50 miles. The price of gold in New York today is up $14.40 an ounce to $1,290.40, an ounce of silver at $20.34, up 16 cents. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.